Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, have you noticed that it's always either a buyer's market or a seller's market? It's one of the two. If you live in an area where the real estate is hot and everyone wants to go there, well, it really is a seller's market. The sellers can ask the prices. The prices go up in the houses. They don't have to negotiate. If it's a buyer market, if you're in a depressed area where people are struggling and houses aren't selling, all of a sudden, the prices of the houses come down. It only makes sense, right? In almost everything in the economy, it works that way. It's a buyer's market or it's a seller's market. But I'm sure you've listened to the news and you know that unemployment in our country is the lowest it's been in decades, and it shows no signs of changing. It could go lower. The economy is booming, and according to some economists, for a few years to come, and who knows how many that is, 5 or 6 or 7 years, the economy is going to continue to boom. And what does that mean? That means that the employment situation is going to be in favor of the employee. People will be scrambling for employees. They will be trying to take your employees away from you. You need to reevaluate your pay scales. You need to reevaluate your employee culture. You need to see exactly what you can do for your employees to keep them. Because if you don't, the competition will just be poking around saying, how can we get those people to come to work for us? Because with all the business that people are doing, with all the boom in the economy, you still need people. Yes, there is automation and there are robots, but our economy is still based on people doing things. And without employees, you can't grow. So you want to be really careful and you really want to pay attention, examine your profit and loss statements, really think about your pricing structure, think about your profit margins, thinking about what employees are you going to give raises to. What employees are you going to really protect? What employees are you going to say, I want you here, and how are you going to show them that? What employees are you going to put in a position that no one can poach them away from you because they're so happy where they are? You have the opposite problem when you want to go and hire people. It's going to become more difficult to find great employees. So you need to protect your employees so that you don't lose them, and you need to create a culture and a pay structure that people are going to want to come to work for you, where they turn around and they go, hey, I want to work for you. The pay is great. The conditions are great. This is where I want to be. Because they are going to have options and choices of jobs. You want to make sure that you're setting up your company so that they are impressed by what you do for your employees, by they're impressed by the work schedule, they're impressed by the culture, and they want to come to work for you. Now, of course, you still have to make a profit. So you have to weigh all of this, and you have to say, how are we going to do this and still turn a profit? But the one thing that I do know is without employees, and there's a scarcity of them right now, you can't grow your business. So think about it. Create it. Ensure yourself success by keeping the people that you have. And also make your company attractive for people who want to come to work for you. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you, especially in such a great economy.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.